Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on a roll.
Welcome to the show, folks. That's right. It's time for primetime drive time right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer, that means it's time for the American adversaries. That be us. That means me, Christopher Hart. That means the chairman of the board, Michael McBath. It means Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. And 407-774-8255 is still the number. Yes, indeed. We got a lot to talk about once again. When do we never not have a lot to talk
about? I know. Let's find one day where we just go on and then just stop talking for 2 hours.
Don't have anything to say.
Let the phones ring and talk the whole time.
That's
that would
right.
be a great idea.
Well, I hope you got your contest entries ready today. We'll go over that here in just a moment.
We got some great prizes, Chris.
Yep, we're going to go over all that here in just a moment. Just real quick, a little bit later on in the show, we're going to have a brief interview with Trevor Loudon. He's been on the show before. He's this fellow from New Zealand, so he's got this real strong accent. You'll like it. Anyway, he wrote a book. He's written a number of books, one called The Enemies Within, and that's been turned into a video, I understand. So we're going to find out all about that and how you can get a hold of it. The Enemies Within, of course, he meaning the enemies within our very own government. And he names names. I mean, he's got a big, long list, too, buddy. All right, so we'll be going over that with him in the second hour of the show. But you can start calling in at any times with your contest entries today. Before we get into the meat of the show, which we work around the contest, Mike, why don't you go ahead and give us the rules again?
All right. Now, this is our second year at this. This is our fantasy costume contest. And as we all know, there's many politicians out there, movie stars, and particular people in the media that we would like to give them an idea how they should dress for this fantasy contest.
There you go.
Now, I'm going to address three of them right now. Elizabeth Warren, one of my favorites, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think she ought to go as Joan of Arc, and then hopefully when she arrives at the party, they burn her at the stake. Now, how about Paul Ryan? Now, there's a guy, it's a real party guy, right?
He's a real jewel.
I think he could go as Judas. I think he'd fit in there real well.
And then
my last individual is not a politician, it's an athlete, Colin Kaepernick. Now, let's think what he could go. He could go as the block Socrates. I think he would fit there very well. So come up with at least one or two. And we're going to pick our prizes from that, and do we have some exceptional prizes?
Right. Real quick, did you see where the Monday Night Football ratings tanked again?
I know, and they interviewed Kaepernick, and the guy's such an idiot, he says, I don't know why they're falling.
Of course.
Well, you know what? Your owner, when he gets $80,000 a seat license, you're going to find out why they're falling, and you're going to pay dearly, buddy, when you go on the waiver wire.
Yeah, I hear that.
Which is coming soon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so a number of things that we want to hit tonight. Donald Trump was here yesterday, blew the walls off, if you will, in Sanford. Then he went up to Tallahassee. Same thing
right
there last night. Huge crowd. And now he today was in Washington, D.C. for the opening of this hotel that he built. And he's absolutely correct. It was under budget and ahead of schedule. And you got all these morons in the media going, oh, here he is. He's distracted again. See, he really doesn't want to be president. He's messing this thing up on purpose. This is how stupid these people are.
It's insane. I know.
These so-called smart people are just so stupid. This is all a part of his message. You know, John Michael was in the show Monday,
right?
Yeah. And by the way, his poll that came out that he talked about on the show Monday, sort of teased it, did come out yesterday, shows him with a healthy lead here in Florida, about 8 points.
Right.
And
probably from being on the show.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. All that money being misspent on him, and certainly I'm in his district now, and he's got my vote, and I encourage you to vote for him too. The media doesn't get the fact that people look at that. See, this is what Trump understands, that by going there to that hotel, and by the way, Micah, the reason I brought Micah up is that right. He set that up. He set up this right. program where the government would sell off these old properties.
Which is very smart.
Costing us hundreds of millions of dollars a year to maintain, and they're empty.
And they lay there dormant. Right.
Exactly. And this was an old, I believe, post office building up there
yep.
in Washington, D.C., and they saved the old architecture and made it into a very fine, ornate, first-class, right. world-class hotel. And they did it, once again, under budget and ahead of schedule. And this is the message, see, when he goes there and has this opening, us people, us regular people, you know, us hicks out here in the countryside, we understand that the symbolism of him going there and opening that hotel reinforces the fact that not only can he talk big, but he can produce big, too.
And remember, the people in the media aren't entrepreneurs. They're not business people. And I mean, you would have to praise the guy for everything he did. Imagine the employment now that he's picked up for that place, right?
Well,
but I guess that's beyond the media. You know, they just want to talk about sex and whatever.
No, see, actually, this proves a point that we've been making on the show before. And that is that it doesn't matter what he does. They're going to find fault with it.
Right.
That's why you can't buy into that nonsense. Okay? And once again, as I said on the show before, too, and I use Mitt Romney as an example, it didn't matter who got nominated. It didn't matter if it was Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush.
Oh, yeah, they'd have lambasted those people.
Exactly.
Right.
They had something for everybody.
Yep.
Right? They leave no stone unturned. They leave no Republican unscathed. And the difference here is Trump ain't playing their ball game, see?
Right.
He's not putting his tail between his legs and go scurrying away and, you know, oh, I'm sorry, or, oh, you know, they're attacking my character. He just fights back. He just gives them back. You know, toe for toe.
Again, this is such a false charge by the media that, geez, he's deviating away from the campaign.
No, he's not.
Anybody with a brain on their shoulders knows this is exactly what he's going to do for America.
That's
the point.
I'm
going to reduce the budget. I'm going to get people hired. We're going to get things done on time. We are going to be, I don't like using the word progressive, but we are going to march forward. So,
yeah, in that sense, in the truer sense.
Yeah, not
but,
in a,
yeah. But yeah, this proves his point. That he can get things done.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been saying ever since the primary started that that is what was going to decide this election. Who can make people's lives better? All right?
I agree.
Which brings us to the Obamacare thing. And you're predicting for over a year now that Obamacare premiums, when they
right.
came out at this time, were going to have a big impact on this election.
Right.
And I believe you're exactly right. We're just beginning to see the repercussions of that now. Even the mainstream media had to admit this, but they poo-pooed it. They're calling this a hiccup, a bump in
this
the road.
This is no hiccup. This is personal. This is money coming out of your pocket.
Yep.
In weeks ahead, not like a theory, not like the environment down the road.
Well, not only that, think of people who don't have insurance.
Oh,
and they look at this and they go, wow, it just got a lot farther away.
Yeah.
Now I got to work twice as hard just to get back to where I was, which was still, it was too expensive.
And another hidden cost, Chris, is the subsidies. Obviously, as your premium goes up, the subsidies have to go up.
Right.
The cost of subsidies last year was something like, I think it was like $43 billion.
Right.
America, do you know what they've done to you? And I feel so bad for the guy that's that hardworking middle American, you know, I say 50 grand, 120 grand, has two children, wants to get them to college. And these people, these Democrats who had no interest in the betterment of the American people, all they did was try to just put themselves in a position of commander, right? And they sold everybody down the drain.
Yep.
So
indeed they did. So I believe I'm going to dub, you know how the Chinese have a name for each year?
What do we call this?
This is going to be, I'm dubbing it the year of the backlash.
Yep.
Because we have seen this all during the primary and now the general election, that people are sick and tired and fed up of the same old nonsense that we're getting from the political parties and the media. And there's people are just, they're not buying into it. And I believe that this was the October surprise, I think, that's going to make a difference.
Yeah, no, this will make a difference. There's no doubt in my mind.
Because just like you said, it hits people right in their pocketbooks. And they had some people on Fox this morning, a family of, I believe it was 4 or 5 people. Their premiums are going up $13,000 for the year. Now, these aren't people who get the subsidies, you see.
Right. That's why I say they're caught in the middle. And these are the people that are responsible Americans that have always had insurance. And guess what? If they can't pay, they lose their house, they lose their family savings.
And
and those who don't really know, offense to anybody, but maybe a little bit of offense to a few of you, but those who don't do anything get it all. Not good.
And it defeats the purpose of insurance. Insurance is there to protect you from financial ruin in case something happens.
Right.
Well, what these jokels are doing is going ahead and subjecting you to the financial ruin before anything happens to you, right? So they got it backwards. They got it upside down, and the public realizes it, and the public is going to respond to it. And here's what I think is going to happen. You have right now about, let me see, I got some numbers here. There is 17% of the undecided, 17% of the independents who are undecided. All right. Where do you think they're going to do?
Oh, I can tell you right now, Arizona will be a Republican.
Right.
And now that I saw what the premium increases in Pennsylvania are between 40 to 50%,
they're going to go that way too.
Pennsylvania. Bye bye.
They're going to go that way too.
I mean, they have committed, which is great. This is great that it appeared at this point.
And I believe that Florida, this is going to put Florida over the top, or it could. Let's not get complacent. By the way, there's a new Bloomberg poll that shows Trump now with a 2-point lead here in Florida. But once again, you know, we got to get the job done. There is no tomorrow if we don't get it done. He's still ahead in Ohio, and he has closed the gap. Mm-hmm. He has cut the gap in half in Pennsylvania in 1 week. Yeah. And that, once again,
and
is before
these announcements.
Exactly.
And the pricing has come out. The pricing is going to set these people through the roof.
Exactly. You're exactly right. By the way, in the Bloomberg poll, I believe it was, the Bloomberg poll, they did they polled, who do you trust more, Donald Trump or Paul Ryan? What do you imagine the numbers were?
I laughed. I saw that. I won't jump into that conversation, but
it
I laughed.
63% trust Trump, 34% trust Pauly Boy Ryan, St. Pauly Girl Ryan. Yeah. That's of Republicans, by the way. And so you can imagine it would be even worse for him when it comes to Democrats. So it's... it's game on. The Investor's Business Daily poll shows it a dead heat, 41-41 today. USC LA Times poll shows Trump with about a point and a half lead today. So it's game on. And this, I believe, is the October surprise. And for another reason, too. I hate to say it, but the WikiLeaks thing is, it's old news now.
Right.
Unless they really come out with, I mean, look, they've, in the last few days, we've got proof that the President of the United States lied about knowing she was using the server, which means that he was complicit in her committing a crime.
Right.
We now know also that the FBI sold out. They just downright sold out. I'm talking about Comey himself and this McCabe dude. All right. And you get yawns. So that's not going to move the needle.
I know.
The Project Veritas stuff might move it a little bit. But like you said, Mike.
This is personal.
This is personal.
Right. And I think, again, I just love it in all these battleground states that this is where some of the primary race is. And I just feel so bad for the families. But one thing we did forget tonight, it's Hillary's birthday.
Oh,
I could think of a lot of things I'd like to give her, but I won't say it on the air. I'm sure our listeners could think of a lot of things for her, too.
Yeah,
you know?
We could tar and feather her Halloween costume. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get to start our costume entries.
That's right.
Who would you dress up and how would you dress them up for Halloween? Would it be Hillary? Would it be Bill? Would it be some Hollywood yokel? We want to know. Call us at 407-774-8255 and we'll go over the prize package when we get back to
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
Eastbound I-4, you're heavy from World Drive to 535. They've supposedly cleared that crash before 535, but there's still a delay. After that, John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe, heavy. Fairbanks to Maitland and at the bridge, slow. Westbound, brake lights from Lake Mary to 436. Ivanhoe to Michigan is heavy. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Beach Line to 535 and past World Drive, slow. 408, minor delays eastbound at I-4. 417 northbound, Curry Ford Road up to the 408 is slow and go. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 at AM 660 The Answer.
All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. A little Exorcist music for you. Yeah.
It's the right atmosphere.
Tubular bells.
Maybe a glass of wine.
By Brian Oldfield, I think it is.
That's right.
All right. Don't go letting your head spin around. This election is it's turning. It's turning, and it's kind of reminding me of either a horse race or a car race, you know,
how about the Penn State-Ohio State game? I'll remind you of that. That's exactly what happened. 21 21- point underdog, and
guess
who wins?
Weren't given a chance. Given a chance.
And then the mob joined in.
Yeah. Yep, so. And they're still talking about this thing like it's over and Trump's lost.
It is not over.
Oh, boy. All right. No way. All right. So we're playing our costume contest tonight, and you're playing for a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. Don't forget, this Saturday night, they're doing their own Halloween bash. Starts at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about that more later. So you'll get that $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. And that, by the way, is compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's MB. And now also they'll service your BMWs. Treat them, as I like to say. Treat them to the finest service in town.
Very lovely. Very lovely.
That's right. And you'll also win a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats. Compliments of Rick Brown. And don't forget, every UCF game day is discount day at Tijuana Flats in Oviedo, in Winter Springs, and Avalon Park. And you'll also win a life-size cutout of, if you want to make it a gift of someone else, maybe a gag gift, or if you're
an organization. College football coach. You love your team, be true to your school.
That's right. Or maybe you want a big Santa Claus for Christmas decorations.
Maybe a politician.
That's right.
I don't think so.
That's right. Yeah. And that is compliments of Dino and Janice Rentos. And Dino Rentos Studios is their business. DinoRentosStudios.com. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S. DinoRentosStudios.com. I suggest you go there and check out the stuff that they have. And they can make anything. This is the cool thing about them.
That conversation we had with him and all his talents, fabulous.
It is. It's just to even go through his place over there. Call up and ask him, give me a tour of the place.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Worth it itself.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. And, you know, with the holiday season coming up, of course, parties go on year round, and birthday parties and stuff, and they can make you decorations from the least expensive or the simplest to the most elaborate.
And just for your sports teams.
And everything in between.
MVP, whatever. Yeah,
Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
If you want to put on a great Super Bowl party, they can help you make it great. That's DinoRentosStudios.com. By the way, you can call them also at 800-704-7089. That's 800-704-7089. So let's get started. We got John up first.
I like John. He's always first the fire.
He always comes out of the gate fast and sets the pace. John, how you doing tonight?
Hey, it's an honor and a privilege to talk to you all tonight, guys.
Well, thank you.
Good
same
to hear
for us.
From you early, John, to set the pace.
I like to be first at something in life.
I hear that, brother.
Hey, to start where you started at the beginning, Trump just proved he's a multitasker. He can take care of many things. There's two kinds of people up there. There's doers and screwers, and he's a doer.
Oh, without a doubt.
We know what the others are.
Yeah, we've had too much of that. Yeah, that's for sure.
Anyhow, this is about costumes, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, let's start with Barack. Do you ever see the movie Weird Science?
Weird Science. I don't remember
I'm not
that
familiar
one.
With it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't remember. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Barack's always got these flies around him, this and that.
Yep.
There was a scene in there where they turned one of the boy's brothers, his name was Chet, into a big old steaming pile of dung.
I get it.
I think that'd be good for Barack.
That's steamy.
Dino
pile.
Could make that costume for him.
He sure
just a
could.
Giant pile of dung and would have his head sticking out the top of it.
That's
you know?
Right.
I think Hillary ought to go as Mother Teresa, because if you can still vote for her, obviously you think she must be some kind of a saint.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like that.
And Tim Kaine, if you know anything about him, well, he ought to be Fidel Castro. From his time with the Jesuits and the CIA in Central America, that's a scary thought for him to be vice president.
Ugh, isn't it,
though? That is a horrible thought.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. All right. Great,
all right, John,
great
you're at it. You're
in.
Great in your insults.
You are in, sir. All right, do we have time for James? James, let's get your contest entry in. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Chris. Very quick on Mr. Trump. Remember, he's still a businessman. He's got to make a living separate from people giving him donations to his charity to buy influence. Now, right on to the entries, because I know you're in a hurry. This one may be a little inside. I don't know if everybody knows that all the lobbyists are on K Street in Washington.
Yeah,
so for Paul Ryan, he would be a K Street walker.
K K Streetwalker.
That would be appropriate, right?
And Hillary, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the Deadpool, and there's a lot of talk in the news about clowns lately.
So. Oh, hey, folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And if you really want to find out what's going on in America, check out the American Adversaries. Tough guy.
Oh, and away we go.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, you know, one of our great guys that are here. He's been here numerous times with us.
Yeah, yeah. Look forward to having him back in the
great character
near future.
I know he's doing well now, which is good to hear.
All right, we got some open lines. Our contest is going tonight instead of tomorrow night. I know this is a little unexpected.
I know, but that makes him think earlier and faster.
Yeah, but Mike's going to be out of town tomorrow and the rest of the week, so we decided to move the contest up a day. So if you have come up with a costume for a celebrity, a politician, a sports figure, we want to hear what it is.
Actors. I mean, let's, you know, we want to send them to our fantasy party.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I said, now, Chris, who do you have down as your costume for?
I would dress Hillary up as Miss Piggy.
Very nice.
You know, she's already kind of got the smile, right?
And then I can provide the birthday cake for her, and then she can put her big piggy head into the birthday cake because it is her birthday today, I think, you know?
So, I mean, you know, simple. So, you know, you work
with
what you got. You work with what you got there, right?
I mean, you know, Miss Piggy. All right.
And John would have Obama as a steaming pile of dung, and I'm sure the Dino Rentos
could produce that. Fake flies flying around her head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or Tim Kaine as Fidel Castro. James would have Tim Ryan as a K Streetwalker. Yeah. And Hillary as John Wayne Gacy. with the scary clown theme, right?
Yeah. Well, I think this Halloween, the two things I fear coming to my door would be, you know, a Donald Duck and a clown. You know, those two, I figure they might be here to take me away, you know? So
Let's see what Ed has come up with. Ed, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate it.
Doinking all the way.
What's Ed. That?
That's a good question. Okay, the first one I pick is, of course, keep the borders open, McShane. McShane is unlike Trump. Trump can see the damage. He can actually see what open borders is causing this country.
Right.
Got it.
McShane, no way. McShane can't do it. So I think the costume I would like Senator McShane to go in, you know, it's a shame he's sore.
McShane, yes, I got you.
It is. But the costume I'd have for him would be Mr. Magoo, because he can't see what's going on, and he thinks everybody in his way is a roadhog. So put them big old glasses on him, put that bobcat on him, put the horn in his hands, and let him go that way.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Great Mr. Magoo.
All right. McCain is Mr. Magoo.
The second one would be Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly, who thinks that Trump is a sexual predator.
Mm-hmm.
I think Megyn Kelly should be dressed as the Wicked Witch of the media.
Wicked Witch of the media. I like that. I was wondering if somebody was going to come up with something for her after that last night.
Which she is, Ben, because that's what she is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know
that's what she is.
But it's a great metaphor, or if you will, for the rest of the media, because she sits there, you know, all pompous and high and mighty, and she purposely slants the story while trying to pose as being journalistic. And Newt caught her at it, kind of, when he said, look, I get it, when she started rattling off again. I mean, she starts every segment when it's about Trump, the video and the sexual predators and the 10 women and more women and more women and more women and grabbing genitals.
Every time she
has to go over the same thing over and over and over again. And she calls that journalism. I call that bias. because she never goes over at the same time, but all these women actually might be lying. There may be a second side to this story. You never get that. And she's got the serious look on her face, and she's the, what did she call herself, the protector of women or something like that?
Oh, please.
Yeah. Give me a break.
What, she's joining Elizabeth Warren now?
She needs to hop on her broom and fly out of our lives and stay out of our lives.
Amen to that, brother. She can take that old witch Hillary with her.
You know
too.
What? Her ratings have dropped very sharply.
But see, that's the mentality that they have, mm-hmm. is that we're too stupid to look out for ourselves, so they got to do it for us. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we should then be grateful for them for it. Yeah.
Don't
great.
Think so.
Great right. entry there, Ed. Appreciate it.
All right.
God bless you. Bill is up next tonight. Bill, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you guys for what you do. I really only have one quick entry.
That's okay.
I want this for Paul Ryan.
Good.
And I was trying to decide on the left, you know, on my left hand here, I'm thinking, I think I'd like to see Paul Ryan dressed in a tutu.
That would be good, Bill.
I think that would be good. Or and maybe if that doesn't work with his pansy self, a baby Huey with a pacifier or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, from the old days, yeah. His pansy self. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that would suit him because the guy can't seem to make a decision.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have enough confidence in himself.
Yeah.
And his run to know what he should be doing.
And he doesn't want to work weekends, does he, Bill?
And I like the idea that these costumes would be absolutely horrifying to look at.
Yeah.
I could see him in a tutu dancing out on the stage. Yeah, well, I'm not going to be working this weekend, but I will.
I can see it, but yeah. I don't want to see
no,
it. That's
I don't
what I'm
see
saying.
It either,
you
know.
See? So it has that sort of horrifying effect to it, too.
And then just quickly, I'm not sure what ambulance chasers wear. But maybe dress Gloria all red up.
That's a good one, Bill.
All red is the ambulance chaser, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
That was real good, Bill.
Yeah,
you know, she's one we haven't
appreciate it.
Attacked enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've let her off the hook too many times.
Yeah. Got bigger fish to fry. Gene is up next. Gene, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey guys, how are y'all?
Excellent.
Hey,
how about yourself, man?
Oh, doing good. Well, my first one's a combination. It's Hillary and Elizabeth Warren together as the Bobbsey twins.
Oh, God, that's a horrible sight.
Have you ever seen them together on stage?
Oh, I mean, yeah, isn't that disgusting?
Right. It is a horrible
sight. It is a horrible sight.
Yeah. Those two pompous you-know-whats.
I'd move on to Bill.
Right.
And he'd go as a cigar.
With his feet hanging out the bottom and walking around. That would be a great costume for him,
yeah.
That would be really hilarious.
And then my last one would be Sally Wasserman Schultz as the Bride of Frankenstein. I mean,
oh God,
her hair always looked like it had been an electric socket. I mean, I just, you know, just like the Bride of Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. You got that right. She's right out of casting.
She
right?
acts like the Bride of Frankenstein. That's the horror.
Oh. Indeed, she's a monster. All right. Hey, great work, Gene. That's great stuff. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. That was good. That was very, very
good. Some great entries so far.
Original. And Bill's was good.
For Paul Ryan. It only has to be one person. I mean, it can be one costume or it can be a series.
Hey, if you hit the jackpot with the right one, you win.
It.
Doesn't have to be two. Doesn't have to be three. We're looking for the right guy with some great prizes.
You got that right.
Very good.
There you go.
Now, Chris,
so we got some open lines now, so give us a call at 407-774-8255. We are running contest Thursday on Wednesday night this week.
Now, you know who's coming to town?
Tell me.
No, this is this is a Halloween nightmare.
Coming to my alma mater,
If I was a UCF graduate, I'd be out there picking in the place. Is the Brockster, you know, instead of playing golf, right?
Yeah.
And he's certainly not worried about Black Lives Matter nor helping the city of Chicago or Baltimore, nor is he worried about the poor. the last 2-3 months has just spent so he can go around and campaign and do absolutely nothing for the American people. And I really would, because you know how much I hate seeing these politicians speak to college kids without a counterbalance there.
Right.
And I do believe that the older people should be out there with signs, because it's going to be held right at the arena there.
You know that arena.
You know, there's a street there, and you got to come in and out where all the people will be coming out.
Right.
They should have signs up there. Thanks for Benghazi, you bum. Thanks for Obamacare, you bum. I mean, they should have all the atrocities he's committed. And why don't you give up your golf for the next 3 months and resolve the problems in the ghetto?
Well,
I think it would be great. Just line it up with signs.
Now, here is where I had to disagree with Donald Trump the other day.
Right.
Put this on you. Mark it down, folks.
It's down.
You've been waiting for this moment. All out of you have been out there. When is he ever going to disagree with Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
It happened, not yesterday, I believe the day before, when Trump was saying at a couple of his rallies, and by the way, yes, he did open the hotel in Washington, D.C. tonight, or today, and tonight he's in Charlotte, North Carolina, holding a huge rally again.
Oh, so yeah. They're going to be fired up.
This is all a part of him making his message. But where I disagreed with him, and I kind of just disagree with you just there, I just soon Barack Obama spend all of his time on the golf course. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
He's done enough damage. And when Trump said the other day he shouldn't be out campaigning, he should be back in the White House doing work, I'm going, no. We don't want him campaigning necessarily, but we damn sure don't want him back in the White House making more trouble and bigger mess for us to have to clean up.
But, Chris, I'm serious. When you mention to the crowds like tonight, I say, I want you all to look what Brock has done in the last 2 months and the next 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't care about one black in this country.
Yeah.
Why isn't he working on Chicago? Why isn't he working on Detroit? He doesn't care about any of you people. When are you going to stop being fooled?
Well,
him and Hillary, you're a number, buddy. You're a number. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
They should. I would be pounding that in because guess what? It's the truth.
Yeah, he's
isn't that the worst part about it?
He's making the more serious point, but just for just as soon Obama.
I know, I do agree, because it'll get all messed up, or who knows what would happen.
So if he'd have spent more time on the golf course,
I don't want any executive orders coming out or anything like that.
Exactly. So. That having been said, Obama is going to be at the UCF Arena Friday.
Right. They said 3:00 to 6:00, so obviously that was the time they put in the paper. So I figure he's probably speaking, what do you think, 5:00? You know?
Yeah, it says in the paper that, doors will open for Obama's speech at the CFE Arena at 3 p.m., and the event is scheduled to run until 6 p.m.
That's a long event. I don't know.
No, it's not. Well, when you think about it, when Trump holds a rally, they open the doors, at 3 p.m. They start the event at 6 p.m. because it takes 3 hours to get people in there. So evidently they're not planning on a huge crowd because the whole crowd will have to be obviously scanned.
And plus the fact, they're going to force kids in there to make it look good and everything, meaning the college students. Maybe you get extra credits on your grade or something if you come by.
It's quite possible.
You can learn socialism. You could learn all these things you don't want to know.
I believe he's the first sitting president since Richard Nixon to speak at UCF.
Really?
The first sitting president.
Yeah, sitting president.
Since Richard Nixon. And the last public speech outside of Washington, D.C. That Nixon gave was at UCF.
Really?
Yeah. This was right before he resigned.
I'm glad Bill Clinton isn't speaking at UCF because we'd have to pull our daughters out of the place.
There you go.
Ooh.
Well, actually, he was out there, remember, last year?
You're right. That's right. Thank God we didn't have an incident.
Yeah, exactly. I see. I hear you, Rick. I see this. All right. By the way, I just got this from Nostradamus. He says, Paul Ryan and John McCain as the Hardy Boys, not the wrestlers, the teenage detectives, because they both need to get a clue.
That's a good one. Real good.
Cute.
Well, we got three of them.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get some more contest entries in, and we'll take a break, and we'll have a quick segment and come back at the top of the hour. Dylan, you are up next for our costume contest. Thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Yeah, I would be Lion Ted. He says it as a lion.
Lion Ted as a lion. Okay.
That'd be good. Lion.
All right. Is that the only one? You got any more? Okay.
Yeah, we're losing.
All right. All right. Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate your entry. We appreciate you being out there. Alan is up next. Alan, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Well, I know I'm not going to UCF tomorrow.
Now, come on, Alan. You might maybe make a contribution.
Maybe they pay me to do a bump and run or something.
There you go. There you go.
I got a good one for Trump.
Okay.
All right.
On a good side.
Good.
I've got two of them for him. Either Mighty Mouse.
Got it.
Good.
Or Dudley Do-Right. You know.
Yeah, well, I like Dudley Do-Right. I know exactly who. Yeah.
What was that? What was you said, Alan? Dudley Do-Right what?
Yeah. You know, Dudley Do-Right. Here I come to save the day. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was from the old, which cartoon was that? That wasn't Rocky and Bullwinkle, was it?
No. He had,
yeah.
I remember Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of it.
Yeah, yeah, Penelope was always saving Penelope.
Canadian Mountie.
What's that?
He was a Canadian Mountie.
Yeah, I remember
that's
him.
Exactly
yeah,
right.
And
right.
Snidely Whiplash was the villain.
There you go.
And Penelope was the girl that was always getting tied to the railroad tracks, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
There you go.
Trump's coming to save the day. So.
Got it. I like that.
That'd be a good one.
Penelope was tied to the railroad tracks?
In Mighty Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Did she know Bill Clinton?
You said you had one for Hillary, Allen?
The Blob.
The Blob from the old movie.
Oh, God, Hillary, the Blob.
Oh, that consumes everything.
Good.
Yes.
I know. Oh, my God. Will the Blob wear a pantsuit?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Nick just pulled it up. Yeah, it was Dudley Do-Right of the Mounties, and it was a
Rocky
segment of the Rocky and Bullwinkle
yeah,
show.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I know that. I'm wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that was a great cartoon. They had Mr. Peabody and everything, remember?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Boy, we could do a cartoon.
They were all connected then.
Yeah.
What's that?
They were all connected as.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Hey, all right, great stuff. We appreciate it, Alan.
Very good, Alan.
All right, we got.
I like the Blob. As simple as that answer was, that was pretty cute.
Indeed, you know? Indeed. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Ron is on the line. We're going to take his phone call and yours, too. We want to hear your costume entry, 407-774-8255.
If you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, my name is Steve Edmonds, and I'm a candidate for Florida House District 28. I believe in smaller government, especially in the educational policy arena. I think that we have to handle or rein in this common core issue and bring local rule back to our county. I also would examine how standardized testing is hurting our kids and hurting our teachers. If you want somebody to represent you in Tallahassee, please vote for me on November 8th. I'm Steve Edmonds, NPA candidate for Florida House District 28, and I approve this message.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
Heavy spots on I-4 eastbound from Oral Drive to 535 from an earlier crash, then South Orange Blossom Trail to Ivanhoe. After that, slow Fairbanks to Maitland, 436 to 434, and heavy at the bridge. On the westbound side, you're still slow from Lake Mary to 434, and then Ivanhoe to Michigan is heavy. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to 535 slow, and heavy from 192 to US 27. It's heavy on the 417, Curry Ford Road to the 408 northbound. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 at AM 660. The answer.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is
Chris, this is a song
right,
that they would actually play in the Mighty Penn State's football room. Mighty Mouse is on his way to save the day. You know?
Turn up a little bit, Nick.
Well in hand.
I know.
So though we are in danger, we never despair, because we know that where there's danger, he is there.
He is there on the land, on the sea.
This is dedicated to Alan. Alan, thank you for bringing back old memories.
That's right. I'm loving it. That's Trump.
I know. Mighty Mouse is on his way.
You know, I don't know if you folks remember, Dudley always rode his horse facing backwards, right?
We were talking about it. He would represent the Obama Mounties.
It's like Trump's going to do it his way, maybe, right? And people are going to look at it and kind of, oh, my God. But he always comes to the rescue. But, yeah, that song was actually from the Mighty Mouse cartoon.
Yep.
And it was a very patriotic, here I come to save the day. Trouble,
Mighty Mouse is on the way.
All right,
we got two more
sitting
here to jump into the fire.
Yeah, and we'll, of course, take contest entries right up to the end of the show, but we will have a winner tonight. That winner will get that $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, that $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats, and that life-size cutouts. That's $125 value.
Now, they don't have to take a life-size one. If you want, like, a third of a life-size.
You can do whatever you
50%
want.
50% of a life size.
They can.
Yeah, any picture you got, you can give him the picture and he'll apply it as such.
This is part of the genius of Dino Rentos Studios. They can pretty much do anything you want.
An old girlfriend? No.
Well, I don't think
anybody's wife would appreciate that.
Within reason. Within reason.
Can you imagine Bill Clinton's house with those cutouts?
Oh, my Lord.
Hillary would walk in.
She wouldn't be able to get through.
No. It'd
be
knock
like
them all
it'd
over.
Be like, what do they call that? Hoarding?
Hi, Betty. Hi, Jane. Hi, Mary. Hi, Betty.
By the way, you can go to DinoRentosStudios.com to see what they do over there, or call them at 800-704-7089. Ron, I believe, was up next. Ron, thank you for calling tonight.
Thanks for taking the call, guys.
You're quite right. Welcome, sir. Appreciate it.
I'm cracking up with you guys.
Well, I don't know why.
Hey, we enjoy our callers as much as they might.
Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
I thought this was a comedy hour, not a news show.
We try to make it a little bit of both, right?
Listen, the reason I called it is I was listening to you guys yesterday, and one of your
calls
that was talking about the judges.
Correct.
And you gave a website to go to find out about them. And I spent an hour and a half this morning on that website, and there was and what they have is they have their opinions, cases, and then the opinion that they write on it.
Yeah, they don't make it easy
that
for
makes
you.
It tough.
Yeah. Go ahead.
1,833 cases.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, please.
So,
all right. Well, here's what we're going to do to simplify the process. I think that what we had a caller yesterday you were talking about, and Demetra. And I think what she did was she kind of cut through all that. She went through these judges and found out who appointed them. And I think that will give you a good,
if they were endorsed by the Republican Party, right?
Bearing, what's that?
They were endorsed by the Republican
Party. Not all of them.
They weren't?
These are judges appointed by the governor.
Right, but I mean, I wonder what their personal history is. You know, well, do they follow Republican principles?
Well, that's what I mean. Obviously, I would think that if a Democrat appointed them, that they would not.
No, they would not.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ron.
Well, I looked at the, who appointed them, and what, I was talking about the Supreme Court justices now.
Correct.
Three.
Yes.
And one of them was appointed by Jeb Bush. The other one was appointed by Lawton Chiles. And, yeah. I mean, he's been there that long.
Right.
So I called their offices, and I spoke to one office, and they it was his public relations lady, and I said I just have like four questions, and I said the first one is, does he support the Constitution of the United States? And she says, well, I can't say.
Oh, geez.
And I'm like, yeah. Wait a minute. He's a judge. He's supposed to enforce the law. The law is set up by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all these documents.
Yeah, well, but you have to understand, I'm running up against the clock, so I'm going to have to cut you off and answer you. If you want to stay on the line, we'll pick this up on the other side. They're not allowed to give any kind of indication of any political sort at all. And so they just cut it all off. They don't give you anything at all to work with. That's what's so frustrating about these judges. And that's why the Family Policy Council put up their decisions. Unfortunately, that makes it even more frustrating for most of us. We'll be right back, though. Please don't go away.
Christopher Hart, we have a unique situation tonight. We have a entry who could not hold the line, Chris. Now, we don't have outside judges tonight, so maybe we'll make exception for him.
Well, yeah, because he was on talking about the judges who are on the ballot.
Right. Now, we have David.
That was him, yeah.
And so he put in an entry, and his says, Hillary, I love this one, and he thinks the costume she should wear, and this is very good, Pinocchio. I mean, that's a pretty obvious character for her, right? Every time she lies, but then her nose would be longer than her whole body. She'd look like an elephant. But I like that one. You know, and then we got. Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right. So we are in the midst of our costume contest tonight. Welcome to the American Adversaries. Welcome back to the show. And we appreciate you being out there. That's right. It's drive time now, prime time on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. That is the chairman of the board, Mike McBath. I am Christopher Hart. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. If you do have any questions about the judges or if you have a contest entry,
these are in-house judges tonight, Chris.
That's right. And by the way, Rick Brown just updated me on one of the judges anyway.
Right.
Justice Kanaday, C-A-N-A-D-A-Y. Justice Kanaday is, he was formerly a Democrat. He changed to the Republican Party in the 90s. So we are redeemable, I guess. Some of us anyway. When he was in Congress, he was a former chief. He is a former chief justice of the Florida court, and he is credited with coining the term partial birth abortion when he drafted the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act.
Wow.
He was also one of the managers selected to run the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Sounds I like him right off the
sounds
bat.
Sounds like my kind
Repeat
of guy.
Repeat that name again.
Kanaday.
Sort of like Hannity, right?
Kanaday can get your vote. Just think of it that way.
That's a good one.
Kanaday can get your vote.
Good.
All right. And we'll get you updated on the other ones, too. There are three Florida Supreme Court justices and then a number of appellate court justices. And we'll get that information as best we can and give it to you on the air. And also, we'll put it up on our Facebook page. And don't forget, our Facebook page is American Adversaries on Facebook. And don't forget our website, too, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can visit our archive. And you can also join the American Adversaries Army and see advertisements for our sponsors and everything. And you can find it all right there at AmericanAdversaries.com. And
you don't have to be a private, right? I could move up to general or something?
You can be an enlistee, you can be an officer, or you can be a general. All right. You can choose what you would like to be in the American Adversaries Army. All right. Barack Obama in town Friday at the UCF Arena. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of a crowd he draws there. They anticipate getting the crowd in and the event over in 3 hours.
Honestly, Chris, just like I said earlier, I would love to see some older people out there just holding signs, because you will. That's, you know, that arena is right by the road there. They have the restaurants and everything and the bookstores. I mean, people could be standing there. Thanks for Benghazi. Thanks for, you know, all the wonderful things you did for us all. And you know what? Normally you would say, I'd hate to show such disrespect, but that's all he earned. He's earned great disrespect from the American people.
Yeah, I wonder. There's probably some back roads to get him in and out of there.
Yeah.
But certainly you can
maybe
go out
there. Maybe he'll come in a costume.
Hey.
You know, it's Halloween, right?
Or you
wonder
could,
what he'll wear.
Or you could get a ticket and go in and heckle the dude.
Yeah.
Right?
I like that even better. I love to hear that. We turn on TV, we see some hecklers there, you know? Then we get in trouble. They say, well, they were sent by the American adversary.
An
underground group.
All right. That's Friday at the arena. And by the way, it takes 3 hours just to get a Trump crowd into the arena. Not just get them and have the event, just to get them in, period. All right, let's
Will
get some
more. Will everybody be smoking marijuana there?
So, I doubt it.
Isn't that
I
part of the President's Act?
No, I kind of doubt that will
okay,
be happening.
I hope not.
All right. Oh, by the way, I just got this from one of our listeners. Mm-hmm. Justice Kennedy is also on Trump's list of potential Supreme Court justices. I'm liking him even more.
Local guy?
By the way, he was appointed by Charlie Crist, so at least Crist did something right in his tenure.
That's when he was a Republican.
I guess. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines and get some more contest entries in. Johnny, Paul, and Norman are all up. Johnny, thank you for calling tonight.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, excellent. John.
Thanks for calling.
Good. Well, I've got a bunch of them here.
All right, try to give it the three, John. Yeah, your best three.
Yeah, give us a couple.
Oh, come on. I've got like eight.
You won't give anybody else a chance.
All right.
Well, go ahead. You don't have to. I just want to throw these out at you.
Go ahead.
Let's have them.
John Kasich, Benedict Arnold.
No,
I
yeah.
like that.
Yep.
Like that a
Ted
lot.
Cruz, hockey player.
Cruz, hockey player. That I don't get.
Hockey player.
Why hockey?
He's from Canada.
Oh.
Oh, jeez. That was pretty in-depth.
All right. Okay, go on.
Okay.
Lindsey Graham, Quasimodo.
Very good.
All right.
John McCain as himself.
McCain
oh, yeah.
as himself.
A crotchy old man.
Yes, exactly. All right, go ahead.
Barack Obama, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown got the
He'll
head.
He'll never kick that ball.
There you go. Got the ears and everything too. Okay, Charlie Brown.
Michelle Obama, Margaret Sanger.
Sanger. Oh yeah.
Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
And of course, these next two, Hillary is Nurse Ratched.
Yeah,
right.
And John Kerry is Lurch. We've heard that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my Lord. All right. There you go. All right. Well, that got them all. They're pretty appropriate. Sorry.
Where do you buy that last costume?
I know who can make it. I don't know if you all know.
Dino can make it.
Let's get on over to Paul. You're up next, sir. Thanks for calling, Paul.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Excellent. How about you tonight?
All right. I hope Mike's doing okay, too. He sounds like he is.
We're doing fine.
Yeah. There you go.
Got one. Have you had one yet for Megyn Kelly in a costume?
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you what it was.
We accept any.
It was the Wicked Witch of the Media.
Oh, could I get mine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by all means, yeah.
Mine's for Megyn Kelly, too. And I think that she would be a real good in the and just be in the endless summer bleached blanket bimbo babe.
I can see her down the Jersey Shore
from one of those old movies. Yeah,
yeah.
Bleached blanket. All right, got
Frankie
it.
Avalon.
Yeah.
And besides her mask and cape, all she'd have to wear is two Band-Aids and a cork.
Okay. All right. I can picture that. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call. Oh, my
Lord.
That
was unique. You know,
with the 6 o'clock hour comes the. All right. Norman is up next. Norman, thank you for calling.
Okay, so I don't know if this is going to be any good, but I'll go ahead and give it a try.
Okay.
All right, Norman.
We got Gilligan's Island, and we got the skipper is Donald Trump.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And then we got Gilligan is Corey Lewandowski. Okay.
Yeah.
And the professor is Mike Pence.
That's good.
Professor, yeah.
Marianne is Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, that's cute.
She had to dye her hair a little darker.
Yeah.
And Ginger is Melania Trump. Lovey Howell is, and Thurston Howell III, we got the former president, Bill Clinton, the spoiled rich people.
Oh.
And Lovey Howell is Hillary Clinton.
The Clintons are the Howells.
Yeah.
Well, you put some work into this, Norm.
I'm telling you what, he's got
everybody.
Not really,
everybody. I just got all them memorized.
Oh.
Yeah, who did you say was Ginger? I missed writing that one down.
Ginger is Melania Trump.
Melania, I got it. Yeah,
right, come on. We should know that, right, Norm?
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
By the way, Dawn Wells just celebrated a birthday. Marianne.
No, I love her.
Yeah, everybody does. All right. Yes, sir.
Is she the same age?
She's the girl you want to take home to mama.
70?
70.
So she and Hillary might be the same age?
Well, Hillary's 69.
Wonder which one Norm would go for.
I'd go for Marianne any day of the week. I'll speak for Norm. All right. Thank you, Norm. All right. We're going to take a break. And
Norm probably just threw up when I...
There you go. There you go. Just got this one for Hillary. Broken Weebles, because she falls down a lot.
Oh, geez.
Who's Broken Weebles? We'll try to figure that out. Come right back. We're the American Adventist. Series, please stay with us.
Drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepherd. Jerry and his wife Jana own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, and download Immigration Voters Guide 2016 in English and Spanish at www.golifa.com. That's www.golifa.com. G-O-L-I-F-A.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at www.golifa.com.
The most important issue facing Florida today is our water management, specifically stormwater management. I estimate about 70% of all of our pollution in our rivers, lakes, and streams comes from our stormwater. We need to capture, clean, and redistribute this valuable resource. We need to stop wasting millions of acre feet a year to tide, and we need to take advantage of the water that's given to us. I'm Steve Edmonds, NPA candidate for Florida House District 28, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries. We're here. We're live. 407-774-8255. We're going to take a little diversion here from our Halloween costume contest, but we do have some more open phone lines now. If you would like to go ahead and get on the line, and we'll get you lined up to get you in that contest. Got some great prizes we're giving away here tonight. $30 worth of groceries and a life-size cutout, $125 value.
$10 of tacos.
Yeah, there you go. So. By the way, the Weebles were toys from back in the 70s, looked like little eggs. They would wobble, but not fall down. Right?
Yep,
okay,
yep,
all
I
right.
remember so, that. Oh, that's so, pretty cruel. And that's what he said about Hillary.
Yeah,
oh,
all
man.
Right. All right, we have on the line with us now a fellow who's been on the show before. He's written a number of books, including the one called The Enemies Within, and he names names, and he makes no bones about it, describes what the organizations they belong to and why they are a threat to our government. His name is Trevor Loudon. So, Trevor, thanks for being on the American Adversaries again. We appreciate it.
Look, it's great to be on, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we appreciate it. And, you know, this is obviously a huge election for many reasons, not the least of which is we got some house cleaning to do, don't we?
Yeah, more than a bit, yeah. But, you know, they always say it's the most critical election ever. Well, this one really is. This one is going to decide so much.
When you wrote the book, The Enemies Within, you were, I mean, this was when Obama was president, and you list a lot of organizations who now have presence in our government, the communist groups, socialist groups, Muslim Brotherhood. Who do you think is the biggest threat to us?
Well, I'd say it's the communists, and a lot of people would think it's the Muslim Brotherhood, but they're working together. We say there's at least 100 members of your House and 20 members of your Senate who are so enmeshed in communist groups, socialist groups, or Muslim Brotherhood front groups that they couldn't pass an FBI security check to drive a school bus. Yet they're serving on the Armed Services Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, even the Intelligence Committee, and they are basically trashing your country and your Constitution every day. And nobody's calling them out on it. Nobody, even the media, doesn't touch them. And most people are completely unaware of what these guys are up to.
Do you think the media is unaware? Or do you think that they're in cahoots with them?
Well, to a large degree, they're in cahoots. You know, the left always hangs together, and the media will always cover for leftists and radicals and Muslim Brotherhood sympathizers, etc. But even I think the media doesn't really know just how deep this infiltration is.
Trevor, do you have the names of these people listed in your book?
Well, I listed in my book, and in the book I name the enemies within communists, socialists, and progressives in the U.S. Congress. I name 55 members of the House and 14 senators. But my movie, which I have out now, The Enemies Within, takes that a whole bunch further. And we talk about the Muslim Brotherhood backgrounds of Tim Kaine and Hillary Clinton, their communist affiliations. So a whole bunch, we call out a whole bunch of your senators and a whole bunch of your congressmen using their own words against them in many instances.
Now, the movie that just came out, is it a documentary? What style is it?
Yeah, it's a 90-minute documentary, very high-quality production. And it's available at enemieswithinthemovie.com. It's enemieswithinthemovie.com. We've been touring all around the country. We'll be holding theater showings after the election, but it's available now on DVD. And, it's shocking. It uses a whole lot of former CIA, FBI, Department of Homeland Security people, plus a former communist, plus communists telling how they worked and how they infiltrated the government of this country.
Trevor, another question is, because Hillary has compromised the security of this country through, you know, the email server aspect, do you believe that she could actually be blackmailed?
Well, absolutely. Look, and it's not just the emails. That was just the latest in a long string of security compromises. She's been working with communists and allies and enemies of America since her college days. But even while she was in the Clinton Foundation, she was working with the Stolkovo Foundation in Russia, funneling U.S. military technology to the Russians. The FBI warned about it, how dangerous it was, but she kept on doing it. She's heavily tied into the Muslim Brotherhood on both a national and an international level. She could be blackmailed, she could be compromised. She would not be allowed to be a realtor or sell you stamps at the post office. There's absolutely no way she could pass any form of background check.
By the way, we're speaking with Trevor Loudon, author of the book The Enemies Within, and now also the movie The Enemies Within. You can find it at enemieswithinmovie.com. That's enemieswithinmovie.com. It is out on DVD, and I suggest that you get a hold of it. I'm going to get us a copy of it. What about Huma Abedin? How does she fit into all this?
Well, Huma Abedin, as you know, is Hillary's longtime personal assistant going back many years, and according to WikiLeaks, she would become Hillary Clinton's Secretary of State. Now, Huma Abedin is a former executive member of the Muslim Students Association, a Muslim Brotherhood fund group. Her whole family, her brother, both parents have been heavily involved in Muslim Brotherhood fund groups. Her father was in charge of a journal set up by the Saudis, which was associated with people like the financiers of Al-Qaeda. So there's absolutely no way Huma Abedin should be allowed anywhere near the government. But if Hillary Clinton is elected, she may well be your Secretary of State. And she would be an absolute disaster.
Trevor, another question is, are you shunned by the networks, you know, to come on and discuss your book?
Well, look, we've had some problems with some of the networks, but we've also made some inroads. These are not things that you talk about in polite company. You know, you're not really supposed to discuss, you know, the security risk in your government. That's frowned upon. So it's fair to say that some of the mainstream networks have been loath to discuss this or discuss my movie. But we're certainly getting a lot of media coverage, and we're certainly getting a lot of popular support. And that's judged by the people who buy a DVD, then come back and buy 10 or 20 or 50 more copies. That's happening all the time.
You find Trump as a clean character in respect to espionage and everything?
Well, yeah, look, Trump had people around him like Paul Manafort, his campaign manager, who is very, very tight with the Russians. And I don't think Paul Manafort could put past the security test in any way. But thankfully, Trump got rid of him. And I hope he's gets rid of Carter Page and one or two others, in his entourage. But I know that Trump has a lot of very, very good people in his Security Advisory Council. Sure. So I think he's on the right track at this point.
Are you going to be coming to town, the Orlando area, to premiere your movie, to show it?
Look, I've already been, but I will be coming back probably after the election.
Okay.
I'm touring around right up to almost Christmas. I'll be back to Florida, I'll be back to Texas, and I'll make sure you guys know when I'm in town, because every time we come back, we get bigger and bigger audiences.
All right, well, we want to help get some of our listeners out to see you in this movie, too. Well, Trevor, thank you very much.
Thanks for that, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor. Enjoyed it.
Pleasure. Mm-hmm. Always great being on, and it's good to talk to fellow patriots.
It's very nice to be enlightened, too, to see the culprits. Yeah. That's amazing. He listened. Yeah.
By the way, where can people get your book, Trevor? All right. The enemieswithinmovie.com. Enemieswithinmovie.com is where you can find the book. And the DVD, the movie.
Yep.
And we'll get his website where you can find his books as well. That's Trevor Loudon, author and now also producer.
Yeah.
Of the Enemies Within movie.
I would love
movie.
To see that movie.
Yeah, enemieswithin.com.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, contest. We got to get them rolling.
Yeah, we'll get
half
back.
Hour left and big prizes remaining, and the judge will make decisions.
There
the
you go.
End.
Yeah, we'll have a winner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Got some great prizes. So 407-774-8255. We got some open phone lines, and we want to hear your contest entry. Who would you dress up, and how would you dress them up for Halloween?
New polls, right?
And we got some new polls to talk about, too.
Big time.
It's political, professional. professional wrestling at its finest, the American Adversaries.
All right, we're back. That's right, we're here until 7 o'clock, at which time you got Larry Elder, who's going to follow us up. Don't forget, election night coverage right here. We're going to have the full shebang, if you will. We'll be here doing our regular show, of course. Then we'll be here with what they call cutaways. We'll be, you know, cutting. They'll be cutting away from the national coverage back to us up until 9 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, you'll have full national coverage. And,
of course, this is going to be fun because this could be a huge celebration, and we're going to be at the front of it.
I believe so.
You know, so we're going to have to get the champagne and
I believe that this is the year when special things are happening. I'm calling it now the year of the backlash. And, you know, Mike has been for over a year now, you know, if you will, warning that that the Obamacare premium increases were going to have a bearing on this election because they were going to be so extreme. And one of the reasons why they're so extreme is that the government not only was subsidizing the people who are being insured, but was also simultaneously subsidizing the insurance companies.
Right.
In other words, they should have been charging these higher premiums all along. But, of course, Obama wanted to get himself reelected, which now Mike just mentioned something during the break that caused me to think.
And oh, no.
That's always never...
Oh, yeah, wait a second. Let's not go into that.
You never know what you're going to get when that happens.
Excuse me. Oh, God.
But, you know, every time Trump, you know, defends himself, or like today he went to the hotel for the opening, which reiterates his message, and that is that I'm a businessman who can get things done.
Hire people.
And where is the hotel located?
Washington.
D.C.
You got it.
He can get things done even in Washington, D.C. It's a powerful subliminal message. But, of course, that goes right over the head of all the smart guys out there, right?
And even when one of our callers said multitask.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can just switch. Hey, I'm going to, because you know what? He knows what he's doing.
He can attack.
Hillary would probably have to plan for 2 months to make a change like that.
He can defend himself and attack all at the same time. If you've ever been to one of his rallies, you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, he's oftentimes accused of not wanting to win the election. Oh. I don't know how many times I've heard Michael Medved say it, right? And others. Oh, he's ruining this on purpose. He's purposely trying to lose the election, which I think, of course, is a bunch of poppycock. And, the polls seem to indicate that it's not going his way if that's what he wanted to do, because they're turning in his favor. But then there's this news about Obamacare. And why weren't they able to hold the news back for a few weeks like they did last go-round? It makes you wonder, maybe somebody else wants somebody to lose, and it's not Trump. If we're going to play that game, why did the White House dump this terrible news on Hillary Clinton 2 weeks before the election?
There couldn't be anything worse, right?
For her.
That's what we were just talking about. Why?
Why would they do this?
Yeah, because
makes you wonder, maybe Barack doesn't want Hillary to win for some reason. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, they say,
and if you want to play that game, we can turn it around and play it with them, can't we? Right? So he dumps the worst news of the year on, forget the WikiLeaks, forget the Project Veritas.
Forget all that stuff.
Yeah.
This is the killer.
This is what hurts, exactly. Yep. Because as Mike's been saying, this is what hits people in the pocketbooks. It becomes personal. It's no longer out there, you know, ideological, Democrats, Republicans. This is now me, my family, my health, my family's health. And I can't afford it, and they're the ones who sold it to me. Something ain't right here.
But you know what, Chris? They're wiping out their own party. I mean, the senators running, the congressmen running.
Well, let's see. We'll see.
That's a good job.
We'll see what happens. Anyway, there are new polls out today. The most recent one just came out of Fox.
Fox, right.
What was it? You had the
3%. I mean, Trump has moved up very nice. Right now at Fox News poll, Clinton leads Trump by 3 points.
And by the way,
what was it, six last week?
1 week ago, that was six.
And that's before this Obamacare came out yesterday, and all the yelling and screaming. So
These results that we're giving you now will not reflect the what I'm calling the real October surprise, which was the Obamacare rate increases. And also in Florida now, Bloomberg poll shows Trump ahead 43-41. He's ahead in Ohio 46-42. He has closed the gap in Pennsylvania from 7-9, depending on the poll you look at, to 3.
Wow.
When it comes to who do you trust more, Trump or Paul Ryan, amongst Republicans, 63% trust Trump more. By the way, they trusted Trump more now than Hillary Clinton, too, all voters.
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio, that's right. And when it comes to the undecideds, 17% of independents are undecided. The parties have kind of now aligned behind their candidates. They're pretty much there 90%, give or take a percent or two for each candidate. So that's kind of, you know, where you got to be. The problem for Republicans is there are more Democrats registered than Republicans. So 90% for them means more than 90% does for Republicans.
But these
independents make up the difference. Trump is running ahead amongst independents, not as much as Romney was, but he is running ahead. And with 17% of them undecided, they're going to break, I believe, the vast majority of these people are going to break for Trump.
I also believe, Chris, the black Democrats will show very strongly for Trump relative to how they've shown in the past.
And very little enthusiasm for Hillary.
Right. They may not even vote.
That's right. All right. Okay, we do have some contest lines open. We do have Warren up with a contest entry. Let's get right to Warren's entry. Thanks for calling tonight, Warren.
Oh, good evening, guys.
Howdy, Warren.
I'm going to start out with George Soros.
Oh, he's a good one. I'm surprised we haven't been working him over.
Yeah. What you got for him?
I've got him going as Geppetto.
As who?
Geppetto.
Geppetto, the puppeteer.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yes.
Long ago.
Right. Yes. You go way back. Yeah.
Right. We know that he built Pinocchio.
Yeah. Pulls the strings, yep.
Right.
Right.
And so he also, unbeknownst to people, developed a female version called Pinocchia. Okay. And Pinocchio will be a miniature Obama. And Pinocchia, our beloved Clinton. And they will be, you know, he's provided them with plenty of sandpaper.
that's pretty cute. That would be a cute couple.
Right. Right. And then I also have Trump showing up as a crashing the party with a huge hose as your friendly septic tank disposal. And he's ready to drain the swamp into a. Unfortunately, he has to have a very special container for all of the stuff made of ceramic because it's so corrosive that the regular steel tank would never hold it.
All right. I got you. All right. He's going to be a brownies guy. I got you.
Yeah, or Lapin, or one of them.
All right, with the big truck and the hose.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Warren.
Okay.
Appreciate that. All right. You know, I just noticed something. We have not had one entry from a lady yet. Come on, ladies. We want to hear your costume entries. Last time we did this, we got a bunch of ladies with costume entries.
And we haven't had Michelle Obama.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Well, no, we did not. We got one for her, but we couldn't say it on the air.
A costume. I can think of quite a few.
Yeah, we had one for her, but we couldn't do it on the air. So
That's right. We had to scratch that one.
We did get this from Kathy Santomassino because she's a producer of the show.
Right.
She's ineligible to win the prizes, but maybe this will prime the pump for some of you other ladies out there. Come on, ladies. She says, Obama should be Count Dracula.
Right.
Right? Sucking the blood out of us.
Right.
Michelle Obama should be the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Very appropriate. I can see her coming out of there.
The big old long arms,
yeah.
Right?
And, oh, big hands.
Hillary Clinton should be Harry Houdini because she always escapes the law.
Yeah, and makes your money disappear.
And Houdini could certainly get out of a pair of handcuffs, couldn't he?
Yeah, that's for sure. She's going to need that trait.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let's go ahead and get Mike's entry, and then we'll take a break, and then if you have an entry, we need to get him in because we will have a winner before we get off the air here.
Big prizes.
Yep. Mike, you're up next. Thanks for calling tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Abraham Lincoln dressed up as John Wilkes Booth with two free tickets to Ford's Theater for Bill and Hillary.
That's good.
And he's wearing a little sash that says, "Give away our sovereignty and constitution, will you?"
I love it. All right, reaching back into history for that one. Excellent work,
Mike.
Thanks.
Are you going out to see Obama Friday?
Oh yeah. Wait, I got a root canal. Right.
You'd rather do that. I got gotcha.
You. Yeah, I got to have my priorities.
I knew he would go out there for that.
There
right?
You go. All right,
that's funny.
Okay, thanks, Mike. All right, so we got some open lines now. If you want to get in on the contest, give us a call. Once again, this is last call for calls because we will have a contest winner here tonight. And don't forget, it's Wednesday, so that means tonight at 9 o'clock, Nicholas Cicero is going to be doing his show. Is that right, Nick? You guys got a contest of your own going
up.
Tonight?
Look at those guys in there plotting.
Yeah, we are plotting, planning. We're going to have a great show tonight, 9 to 11 on 1520 WVZW. You can catch it online at WDWNT.com, of course. And we're going to be talking about this. You know, we have our Halloween special tonight. So we have we of course have our scariest things ever at Walt Disney World. That's going to be fun.
Yeah,
we have a game tonight, the match game, not like the dating, you know, game, match game, that type of thing. We got the
like matches
match, you know, like the old TV show match game where you got to match the panel and see if you get the right answer. And we got a visit from Cornac the Magnificent. He's going to be taking a look into the future.
Like Johnny Carson, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what you speak of. Don't know what that is.
Oh, come on.
It's not a ripoff of any bit that anyone's ever done.
Oh, no. That would never happen.
Cornac.
That's 9 o'clock, our sister station, 1520 WBZW, or online at WDWNT.com. All right. We come back. We're going to finish up our contest tonight. Don't forget, Larry Elder comes up at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night, Colonel Danny McKnight will be on the show with us. And, boy, I'm sure we got a lot to talk about.
Like
he just
hear.
Got back from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And we'll see what he said. How his conversation with...
nice if he could have conversed with our author.
I mean, oh, yeah.
That's shocking to me that so many people in Congress that are listed, that we know who they are, and they still get elected.
What's even scarier are the people in government that we don't even know who they are.
I know a couple of them.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123. 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship.
That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. It was the MASH. It was the monster MASH. It was the smash. Welcome back. I'm Mike McMahon.
I think
with
you got the music a little mixed up.
I know, but you know what? I love those type of songs, and I see Nick over there laughing. You know, he's playing them all.
And as long as you don't jump up on the table and do the moonwalk and grab your...
Oh,
you
know. I know. Would that be great? I wish I could do that. I would do it if I could do it, you know? But I'll tell you, do you see the callers all pile on for this final round? But there's still no women. Where are you?
Where are you tonight, ladies?
You could dress Hillary. You could dress,
you could dress Mike McBath if you wanted to. 407-774-8255 is the number. Call now if you want to get on our Halloween costume contest. Don't forget, Saturday night, the 29th, at 10 o'clock, Cafe Positano is going to turn into the haunted restaurant.
And I think that'll be fun, though. I wish I was in town, because I think that'll be a fun event. And, you know, Pasquale's a swinging guy.
Oh, yeah.
You can get golf. He'll probably go as a golfer, Arnold Palmer or something.
No, I got an inside line on
you know what he's going as.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. 10 o'clock. There's a $10 cover charge, but that'll cover. There'll be drink specials, free drinks, pizza by the slice, and it'll be a karaoke. There'll be a costume contest. Lots of fun, live entertainment. And so come on out. That'll be 10 o'clock Saturday night at Cafe Positano. Speaking of Cafe Positano, the winner tonight will get a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano.
Right.
Compliments to Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, jerrymb.com. And don't forget, if you have a BMW, they will also treat your car and you right over there. That's BMWs and Mercedes-Benzes now. And you'll also win a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats. That'd be in Oviedo, Winter Springs, and Avalon Park. Compliments of Rick Brown, who will be in with us tomorrow. And you'll also win a $125 value life size or any size you want, up to life size cutout of yourself, your boss, a child.
Your favorite politician.
Yeah, a relative.
Actor.
Yeah, and these will make great Christmas gifts, great birthday.
Radio personality.
Exactly. I don't know about that. but they'll make great Christmas presents, great Hanukkah presents, great birthday presents, great just a surprise. Right?
They're so
surprise
good, though, for
one,
teenage
right?
kids that play sports. You know, when you have the show, the kid playing baseball or the girl playing basketball or whatever sports they play. They're perfect.
That's right. Or as a gag gift, maybe for your boss or something like that, right? All right. Okay, let's get back to the phone lines and see who's going to win that prize package tonight. All right, so we'll go right down the list. Danny is up next. Danny, thank you for calling in tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
All right, Danny.
Excellent.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and put Hillary as Tom.
Hillary as...
And I'm going to put Trump as... Jerry.
Oh. Tom and Jerry.
All right. I like that.
That's good.
All right. Is that the two? Okay.
That's it.
He's running. Right. That's
great.
It, buddy.
I love him. All right. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate you being there. All right. And we'll go next to Steve. Steve, thank you for calling tonight.
Hello.
Hello,
hey, Steve.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I've got Obama as a very large pineapple since he's so proud of his Hawaiian heritage.
Pineapple.
We could probably figure that out.
Shackled to him at the arm and or the wrist and the ankle is his lovely wife, Michelle, who's a giant clump of alfalfa sprouts.
Oh, to Michelle, that's alfalfa sprouts.
And then at the party, people can make bets to see how long it takes one of them to force the other one into a blender.
Oh, shit. Oh, that is funny. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
force them into a blender.
By hooking them together, that will make each one of their lives miserable, right? Mm. All right, Steve. Thank you. Right. Appreciate you being there. Thanks for the call.
I like that. A little violence.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to David. David, you're up next. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
All right, thank you, sir.
Well, I got a couple for Bill. One would be a college co-ed safe space. And another would be Bill as a mammogram machine.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So he can either way, he's going to get some action.
He's a swinging single, you know?
Yeah.
That's good. Mammogram.
That's
machine.
It for me.
All right, those are great. Thanks, Dave.
That would be funny, though, if you saw somebody come in as a mammogram machine with Bill Clinton. That'd be pretty good.
Okay. I did see somebody go as a patient on a hospital table once.
Yeah.
They
walk around like they hit everybody with it.
Exactly,
I mean,
All right, Glenn is up next. Glenn, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate it.
How you doing?
Excellent,
right,
thank
Glenn.
You.
Yeah. I'm a Trumpster, and I got, right now Mitt Romney is a puppeteer, and the puppet is Paul Ryan. Hillary is a proctologist. Barack Obama is Dr. Fibes, and I don't know if many people know who Dr. Fibes is.
Who is he?
That was a movie by Vincent Price.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yes.
And Bill Clinton is going as a cigar salesman.
It's a cigar salesman. Yeah, okay, we get the inference there. All right, Glenn, those are great. We appreciate it.
Okay, have a good evening. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
You do. You
now,
do
guess
too.
What, Chris?
We got a woman entry finally tonight.
We might give preference, maybe.
She'll have to be good. It'll have to be a good costume.
Susan,
thank you for calling tonight.
Hi guys. Listen, I have a couple of that I wanted to give a couple ideas for.
Okay.
And the first one is Mike McBath. And I think that he should go as Raven.
As Raven?
Yes.
Oh, the sweetheart that's on the show?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm going to drop my hairstyle. Is not quite the same.
Yeah, no, we'll get you.
I like her.
We'll get you some red and purple and green, right?
We'll get you
a rainbow hairdo going.
Raven.
All right, Susan.
And Chris Hart.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, Chris. Barbara Walters.
That's funny.
Barbara Wawa, huh? Who I actually served room service to and saw her in her 90. Yes,
is that
sir.
Stimulating?
Not to me.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, boy.
Look at her. Oh, boy. Wow.
Hey, Susan, wait a minute before you go.
That's funny.
Are you the Susan who called a couple of weeks ago with the Dr. Strangelove entry?
Yes.
Okay. We've been wanting to get a hold of you because we didn't get your phone number that night. So if you would stay on the line, you actually won. You were one of the winners that night. There you go. So stay on the line. And if you would, give Nick your address, and we'll get that prize right in the mail to you tomorrow. I'm sorry for that. Okay?
Great. Thanks, guys.
Great. Thank you. And thank you for calling in tonight.
We'll see you at Cafe Positano.
And I like the way you personalized this to Mike and myself.
Yes. Raven. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was working at it was called the Kaler Plaza Inn at the time. It eventually came to Harley Hotel, and now it's condominiums right across from the Bandshell.
I remember the Harley. Yep, that's exactly right.
1976. All the networks were in town for the presidential primary.
Right.
And I forget. I think she was at CBS at that time. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But the whole network was staying at the hotel.
Well, she was very young then.
Yeah, she was.
Was she like hot looking or what?
She was, well, It wasn't bad.
So, my style. Wouldn't stop you in your tracks.
Too skinny for me.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, anyway, so it was room service. So, I was like the
room service?
I was the head bus boy.
Oh, I thought something else when you said room service.
Yeah, I was going to high school and I was bussing tables there at night.
Mm-hmm.
And the food and beverage manager got a hold of me and said, I want you to take it up. And we had to set up a table and everything. She had a nanny for her two kids. And lo and behold, here she comes. It was a suite. And here she comes out of the bedroom in her nightie with like a see-through robe over it. It was a full-length nightie. I mean, there wasn't nothing there to see. But
ew, I wouldn't even want to see.
I didn't get to see her in her nightie. How many guys can say that?
I'm not sure too many want that, Chris.
All right, who's going to win the competition?
Okay.
Nick LoCicero, who won?
I like queer Norman, Gilligan's Island.
All right. Norman,
I knew he would
Gilligan's
do that.
Island.
I knew he was going to do that.
What about you?
I'm going to run with Big Bill.
Bill with the Paul Ryan and the tutu,
the baby and the pacifier.
That.
And the pacifier.
You know, I liked Alan with the Mighty Mouse mm-hmm. and everything, but I'm going to go with Bill, too.
So Bill is the big winner today.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, he's going to love that. Oh, my God, the life-size cutout. If he wants it that big, he can have a lot smaller.
That's right. But I did like Allen's, too, with the Dudley Do-Right for Trump.
Yeah.
And the blob for Hillary.
I love the blob.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
so
great.
So maybe what we can do is get Allen a consolation prize. But Bill is the big winner tonight. All right, congratulations, Bill.
Appreciate you listening, and you're the winner.
And thank you all for all of your great calls and entries, and thank you all for listening. And don't forget, Larry Elder's coming up next. Trump is on the roll.
And we are Trumplicans going into pumpkins.
Don't give up the fight. Don't give up the faith. Just think Penn State over Ohio State.
We are
Penn State.
We are.